Hello, Smithers, and welcome to another edition of Smithers Pet Sounds here on 93.9 CICK. It's been a while. What do we do here on Smithers Pet Sounds? We send shoutouts to your pets in the valley and beyond. Oh, do I have a show for you, Smithers? Today we're going to talk about humanism, Kurt Vonnegut Jr., and loving your fellow human beings, and of course pets. On 93.9, send in your shoutouts. This one goes out to that puppy that attacked me with love on Main Street. You know who you are. Here's Foxgen, 93.9. CICK.
Just tuning in radio stations. know about the weight you carry in your soul. They just don't know about the fright, about the people and the things you like. You know you've got nothing to prove. The conversation's borderline on rude. And by the time you've had enough, how do you tell the one you love? He'll never know about the times that you cried in the movies. Never know about the times that you cried to the music. About your mother or your father or the way you got your broken heart. And just a look could be the start.
CSK, there's girls, oh so protective one. And before that, we heard Foxygen going out to that puppy. Puppy on the street. And guess what, Smithers? We got Barbie Allen back in the studio. She's going to join us in between our songs and pet shoutouts. You're listening to Smithers Pet Sounds, 250-847-8769. That's our phone number. Give me a call. And we can put your pet on the air, and maybe if you want to let me know what your pet likes to hear, we can do that too. We have a regular on the show, Marley Pants O'Connor. Oh, you're on my show again. Here's a couple songs for you, man. Here's La Sera. 93.9. CSK.
right together. Keep a bounce.
Nine CSK. There's the Paper Cuts on Smithers Pet Sounds, giving shout-outs to the pets that you love in town. Hey, did that rhyme? I don't know. Okay, let's give a shout-out to one of our sponsors here, Babine Animal Hospital. Thank you, Mike and Callie and the gang there. Go see them at 4224 Railway Avenue, 250-847-8887 is their phone number. Thank you so much for being a silver sponsor here on 93.9 CICK, all volunteer run on the unceded territories of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. Up and around.
Keep it going.
Okay, so what are we doing on the today's show? We're talking a little bit of humanism. It's free thinkers. We're also, I don't know, there's a sub-theme here of San Francisco, I think. We're going to start and end with that. And yeah, we're going to talk about love too, because isn't that what the world goes around with? I think so. Okay, so you know you can send your shout-outs. I haven't been on the air in a bit, so I'm digging deep in some of these shout-outs. But this is a new one. The legendary Gord and Goose. Thank you for being the coolest cat and dog in the valley. Or one of the coolest cats and dogs. Gord and Goose, here's a couple for you. Here's Foxtrot, 93.9. 93.9 CSEK. It's Real by Real Estate. And I highly recommend going checking out that music video. There's a lot of dogs in there. Smile for me. We're going to give a shout out. It's Mountain Eagle Bucks. Thank you so much for being amazing. You know, there's certain things that bring the community to Smithers, and you're one of them. Thank you very much for being one of our sponsors. Smithers, we had some shout-outs there for Gord and Goose. Marley Pants O'Connor came by. And of course, we got Barbie Allen doing her dancercise. And we got a whole bunch of RVs. Is he going to wave to me? No, he's not. He's not from here, that's why. Okay, 258-477-6969 is our phone number. I had a weird Teams call today at work where I was actually at work and everyone else on the Teams call was at home. And halfway through, I swear, everyone's cat and dog actually just like showed their butts and like made an appearance on the screen. And everyone went to grab their pet, you know, kind of embarrassed. Like, oh my God, I'm at home and my pet came up. And I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. We had like six or seven pets all staring at the screen. And everyone just went by. And you could feel the whole tone of the meeting just change. It went from really a heavy meeting to like a... yeah, what's your pet's name? And one of the pet's name was Bartholomew the Boxer. So I'm like, okay, yeah, you're going to be on my show. So this one goes out to you, Bartholomew. Mule? Mew? Here's Hayden. Killbear. 93.9. CSK.
The afternoon light was reaching down to the side as my old love stared into the fire with her new love there, camping up north, the same place we shared. Behind the van they had crushing of land, and they looked to see a grizzly bear lurking amongst the trees, searching their ground for something to eat. What happened to my started to run, thinking she had begun, but he left her there alone. I'd been there, I wouldn't have
sound you hear that lingers in your ear, but you can't forget from sundown to sunset. Nah, nah. It's all in the air, you hear it everywhere. No matter what you do, it's gonna grab a hold on you. California soul. California soul. The sun comes up every morning, and if you listen oh so carefully, the winds that ride on the high tide whistle. Your feet and you got to move, cause it's really such a groove now. What's a brand new kind of thinking in your mind, and you can't go wrong, cause you're grooving all day long.
Smithers, I hope you were dancing with your pets there. There's Marlena Shaw. And here's some Barbie Owen. Okay, so I said earlier in my show, we're going to talk about humanism. And why are we talking about that? What the hell is that? Anyway, yeah. Oh, it's kind of what I believe. And if you're a humanist, you'd actually probably laugh at this joke. They're just the religion that I believe. Anyway, I haven't done this in a really long time where I've read a book like from front to back in one night, and I think I did that on yesterday night. No, it was on Sunday night. Sunday night, I had a night to myself, so I was just in the bath and reading the whole book from front to back. I was just enthralled by Kurt Vonnegut's A Man Without a Country. I've read it a couple times, but it must have been like a decade ago. And a lot of it was about, you know, the Bush era and his very dark humor as to what's going on in the world. And it's so relevant to what's happening now. And I don't know. I think we just become so divisive in so many ways. And I guess like that's not a new thought. But what I just want you to just channel is like everyone is humans and we just love the human being first. That's the key. And science rules all. Are you a Kurt Vonnegut fan? Or do you have a pet? Do you want to give a shout out to that? 250-847-8769 is our phone number. Our set is just flying by. I really don't have too many left. Only another 20 minutes or so. So get your shout outs in. This one, why don't we give this one out to Mina. Mina the Mouse. You've been on my show before, Mina. Are you a good mouse? Squeak, squeak. Here's Destroyer. If I can cue this all up as I'm talking. Oh, double digits. Here we go. 93.9 CSEK. Thank you.
like chasing cocaine through the back rooms of the world all night. Wasting your days chasing some girls, all right, chasing cocaine through the back rooms of the world all night.
Touch right, up, left, up. That's the way. picture they took of you in your cowboy hat makes you look like you are one of the boys out on a Saturday night. Meanwhile, way outside of the dance hall, I'm a joke that you'd probably enjoy. On the outside of Memphis, all the buildings look big, and the white picket fences are there to charge around the lawn and hold their heads up high. When my headlights find them out, they'll be the first to put their hands in the air with my radio on. All singing a country song, soft and low. So living on the edge of the city limit line, this is where the boundary finally ends, and I swear that we're the last living souls in a populated ghost town. All the billboards are our best friends. Oh, which way did our last chance go, and can we get out if we go right now? 'Cause it seems that with the malls and the mega church stadiums, we would get out if we knew just how. With the radio all singing a country song, soft and low. On this boy, did it all by the book. Still kind of has his doubts. Yeah, you look pretty good in that junk wheel dress, but your smile is a wooden nickel's pride. And I know that it ain't worth much. It feels good to touch, and I think that I could dance if I try with your radio on. Oh, singing a country song, soft and low.
CSK. There's some Josh Ritter, Golden Age of Radio, as you listen to CSK Radio 93.9, Smithers Pet Sounds. Oh, we're winding our way down, giving some shout outs to your pets and inanimate objective pets, like that statue cougar. There's a child riding a cougar outside the station that could, I mean, like a statue cougar, not the other type of cougar. Yeah, that's where we are, Smithers. We're at the end, and I'm gonna give a shout out to my late cat Poe. Poe, you've heard me play Silver Jews many times, or you guess you did hear me play Silver Jews many times, and Hayden, and that's who we have up next. As the rain just pours down, it's been an incredible day, Smithers, of rain. Don't gotta water my garden when I get home. 93.9 CSK. Okay.
Old San Francisco, San Francisco, BC. I lived with my true love and she lived with me. Romance is the douche of the bourgeoisie was the very first thing she imparted to me. We had sarcastic hair, we used loose pseudonyms. We got a lot of stares on the street back then. Since her dad, a local barber, had been beaten to death,
she had become a vocal martyr in the vegan press. Cops had failed, they couldn't catch a bus. They were looking for a male with a bad haircut and her tumbleweed. Exit love and our affair d'amour was set on self-destruct. She said, you don't make enough to provide for me. I said, what about the stuff that we quote believe? She said, I left that on the sands of history. I found a new man who'd take care of me. He dresses for success and emergency, and he moves a lot of concrete on the QVC. In the midst of the smoke that he made. His name was Mr. Games and he owned the place. It was a lowly bar and grill in the lower Haight. He had a jeweler's hands and a blurry face. He knew I needed a chance, so he gave me a break. If I hire you now, can you start today? I got a high-rise job down by the bay. Just a couple of rocks and some firearms. There's not many locks and just one alarm. My stepson Gene will pick you up and drive. Try to be his friend, he's got a friendly side. Dollhouse lightning and the next thing I knew, we were back at our point of rendezvous. I was in the possession of burglary tools, children's fur coats and diamonds and jewels. Gene was talking about insignificant shit, just like the crooks in the movies when they do that bit. Old
San Francisco, San Francisco, D.C.
Smithers. There goes another edition of Smithers Pet Sounds here on 93.9 CICK. What a show we had. We gave some shout-outs to some pets like Marley Pants O'Connor, Gordon Goose, that little puppy that was on the street, and the kid riding the cougar outside. And we talked about humans and love. Love your fellow humans and love your pets. Just like I'm going to go home and Say hi to my pet, Nyx. Nyx, you better be making dinner. It's pouring rain out, and I don't have a raincoat. It's going to be a wet, wet walk. Here's Timber Tamer. Demon Host to end it off. Be kind to each other and be kind to your pets. See you next time, Smithers.
Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Death, she must have been your will. Up on beneath the reaper's veil, and with your voice my belly sunk, and I began to feel so drunk. Candle, candle on my clock, oh Lord, I must have heard you knock me out of bed. As the flames licked my head and my lungs filled up black in their tiny little shack. It was real and I repent all those messages you sent, clear as day but in the night, oh I couldn't get it right. Here is a church, and here is a steeple. Open the doors, there are the people. And all their little hearts at ease for another week's disease. An eagle, eagle, towel and scream. I never once left in between. I was on the fence, and I never wanted your 2 cents. Down my throat, into the pit, with my head upon the spit. Oh, Reverend, please, can I chew your ear? I've become what I most fear. And I know there's no such thing as ghosts, but I have seen the demon host.
Smithers.